نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. فأوحينا إلى موسى أن اضرب بعصاك البحر فانفلق فكان كل فرق كالطود العظيم، وأزلفنا ثم الآخرين وأنجينا موسى ومن معه أجمعين، ثم أغرقنا الآخرين، إن في ذلك لآية وما كان أكثرهم مؤمنين، وإن ربك لهو العزيز الرحيم. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: إن العبد إذا أخطأ خطيئة نكتت في قلبه نكتة سوداء، فإذا هو نزع واستغفر الله وتاب صقل قلبه، فإن عاد زيد فيها حتى تعلو قلبه. وهو الران الذي ذكر الله في كتابه: كلا بل ران على قلوبهم ما كانوا يكسبون. صدق الله مولانا العظيم، وصدق رسوله النبي الحبيب الكريم، ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. Most respected elders and brothers, in Surah Al-Shu'ara, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the incident of the destruction of Fir'aun and his people. This incident has been mentioned in other surahs as well, but inshallah today we will discuss it in the sequence as mentioned in the surah, highlighting some of the differences that appear in the other surahs as well. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commences by narrating that prior to this, the Mufassirun explain that this injunction and the command for Nabi Musa alayhi salam to now leave the city where Fir'aun was residing and depart from there to Egypt, this command was only given to Nabi Musa alayhi salam after Fir'aun failed to take heed to the warnings that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had sent to him and the different signs. Like before these verses, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the incident where the magicians had failed in the presence of Nabi Musa alayhi salam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had blessed him with the mu'jiza of the staff turning into a serpent and consuming all those magicians' sticks which apparently seemed like they were snakes. And they also had then brought iman in Nabi Musa alayhi salam. So all these different signs, these various signs and the mu'jizat that Nabi Musa alayhi salam made apparent to Fir'aun and his people so that they will take heed and repent and accept Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as their ilah, as their God. But they failed to take heed. And that is when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded Nabi Musa alayhi salam, an asri bi'ibadi innakum muttaba'un. That now travel at night with the Banu Israel, with my servants, referring to the Banu Israel who had believed in Nabi Musa alayhi salam and believed in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Therefore Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addresses them as his servants. And then beforehand, Nabi Musa alayhi salam is being warned, innakum muttaba'un, that certainly you will be pursued. That these people, Fir'aun and his people, the Coptics, when they come to know, they are going to be chasing after you. So Nabi Musa alayhi salam adopted the precaution and the instruction that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given him in order to escape from the torture that was being meted out to Banu Israel and the oppression that they were living under, these believers. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then sent down his help to assist and safeguard these believers, the Banu Israel, from the tyranny and the oppression of Fir'aun. In another verse in Surah Maryam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions to Nabi Musa alayhi salam beforehand, فَضْرِبْ لَهُمْ طَرِيقًا فِي الْبَحْرِ يَبَسَلْ وَلَا تَخْشَى. That when you will encounter the sea, then strike the sea with your staff with your stick, and do not fear the Fir'aun and his people catching up with you, and do not fear of being drowned. So beforehand, Nabi Musa alayhi salam was informed that he will be crossing the ocean. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will split the ocean, cause the ocean to become dry in order for them to be able to traverse and cross through. So Nabi Musa alayhi salam sets out with the Banu Israel at night. Now as they continue, فَأَرْسَلَ فِرْعَوْنُ فِي الْمَدَائِنِ حَاشِرِينَ. The next morning, Fir'aun and the Coptics awaken and they realize that Banu Israel and Nabi Musa alayhi salam have escaped and have now left. So Fir'aun began sending people, sending his men to gather armies in the towns, in the surrounding areas. إِنَّ هَؤُلَاءِ لَشِرْذِمَةٌ قَلِيلُونَ. And Fir'aun began telling his people that these people, the Banu Israel, are few in number in comparison to your numbers. That although they were great in number, the Banu Israel were very large in number, but in comparison to your numbers, they are very small and very insignificant. They are very lowly, they are very weak. وَإِنَّهُمْ لَنَا لَغَائِبُونَ. And further to instigate his people, to spur them on against the Banu Israel and to chase after the Banu Israel, he says that certainly they were people who would do such actions that would anger us, that would enrage us. And then further he says, وَإِنَّا لَجَمِيعٌ حَاذِرُونَ. And most certainly we are aware and conscious of them. And according to another qira'ah, وَإِنَّا لَجَمِيعٌ حَذِرُونَ. We are most certainly all well equipped. We have sufficient weaponry to safeguard and protect ourselves, to defend ourselves from the harm of the Banu Israel and to attack them. We have sufficient weaponry, we have sufficient weapons. The Mufassirun explain that Fir'aun began saying this in order to appease himself, because outwardly this was a disgrace to him, that he claimed to be a very powerful person, and right under his nose the Banu Israel escaped without his knowledge. And according to some Mufassirun, prior to that the Banu Israel had taken a very large amount of jewelry and wealth on loan from the Coptics and the people of Fir'aun. So in order to console his people, that certain, he began to say that we are most aware regarding them. So Fir'aun set out with a very large army, and according to some Mufassirun, all his people, all the people joined Fir'aun. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَأَخْرَجْنَاهُمْ مِنْ جَنَّاتٍ وَعُيُونَ وَكُنُوزٍ وَمَقَامٍ كَرِيمٍ. We took them out from gardens and abundance of treasures and a lofty and noble residence. That they were residing in the height of luxury, in the height of comfort. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given them every form of wealth, every type of luxury they were enjoying. In Surah Yunus, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the dua, the curse that Nabi Musa alayhi salam made. Nabi Musa alayhi salam addresses Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, رَبَّنَا إِنَّكَ آتَيْتَ فِرْعَوْنَ وَمَلَأَهُ زِينَةً وَأَمْوَالًا فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. That, O our Rabb, you have granted Fir'aun and his people adornment, the adornment of this world, an abundance of wealth. رَبَّنَا لِيُضِلُّوا عَن سَبِيلِكَ. And this abundance of wealth was to mislead the people. That people would see that Fir'aun owns such a vast kingdom and such abundance of wealth and riches, that it cannot be possible that such a person owns so much of luxuries and wealth of this world, And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not happy with him. They were under the perception that having abundance of the wealth of this world is a sign of acceptance in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this abundance of wealth was to mislead people. And then Nabi Musa alayhi salam made dua. He made a curse. رَبَّنَا اطْمِسْ عَلَىٰ أَمْوَالِهِمْ O our Rabb, destroy their wealth. And according to another tafsir, transform their wealth. The Mufassirun explained that all their wealth on account of this curse of Nabi Musa alayhi salam, all the wealth and the riches of Fir'aun and his people was transformed into useless stones. Everything was destroyed. وَشْدُدْ عَلَىٰ قُلُوبِهِمْ From here we understand that the wealth of this world is not the gauge of success. That having abundance of the wealth of this world doesn't mean that a person is successful in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rather, iman, possessing iman, believing in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and engaging in righteous deeds and possessing taqwa and the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is the gauge of success. The life of this world, the luxuries of this world, these are all temporary aspects. This is not the gauge of success. Nevertheless, the second curse that Nabi Musa alayhi salam made, وَشْدُدْ عَلَىٰ قُلُوبِهِمْ Seal their hearts. فَلَا يُؤْمِنُوا حَتَّى يَرَوُوا الْعَذَابَ الْأَلِيمِ That they may not believe until they see the painful punishment. Now this was only after Nabi Musa alayhi salam had made an all-out effort in inviting Fir'aun and his people, calling them to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala regularly and advising them, showing them the different mu'jizat and the miracles from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And after they had not taken heed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then answered this dua of Nabi Musa alayhi salam. But despite answering the dua of Nabi Musa alayhi salam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala advised Nabi Musa alayhi salam, قَالَ قَدْ أُجِيبَتْ دَعْوَتُكُمَا فَاسْتَقِيمَا وَلَا تَتَّبِعَانِ سَبِيلَ الَّذِينَ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ But continue, persevere in calling to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That even though your dua has been accepted, when it will be accepted, that is the decision of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But you should continue. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives the instruction to Nabi Musa alayhi salam to continue with his invitation, to continue calling to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. From here we understand, no matter how far a person may go from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what happens after that is not in our control. But we should try as far as possible to advise, to encourage, to command good, to forbid evil. And the outcome of that is in the control of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَأَخْرَجْنَاهُمْ From these luxuries, we took them out of these luxuries. And they left their homes not realizing that they are going towards their destruction and their peril. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, كَذَلِكَ وَأَوْرَثْنَاهَا بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلِ In this manner, we took them out and we made the Banu Israel the heirs of wealth like this. That in the same, like we took these bounties away from them. They misuse these ni'mats and these bounties that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had favored them with. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then gave it to the believers. It may not necessarily be the exact same things and the wealth and the land that they had occupied. But in place of that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given the Banu Israel wealth similar to that and land even better than that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given them the land of Philistine, the land of Baytul Muqaddas. And they had resided there. فَأَتْبَعُوهُمْ مُشْرِقِينَ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then says that Fir'aun, after some days, he and his entire huge army, they reached Banu Israel and Nabi Musa, the time of the rising of the sun, at that time they had met and encountered the Banu Israel. فَلَمَّا تَرَاءَ الْجَمْعَانِ, now when these two groups came into sight of each other, قَالَ أَصْحَابُ مُوسَى إِنَّا لَمُدْرَكُونَ, the companions of Musa alayhi salam began saying that now most certainly we are caught. In front of us is the huge ocean. We cannot cross this. And behind us is the huge army of Fir'aun and his people. Now certainly we are now caught. There's no way out for us. Nabi Musa alayhi salam immediately consoles them and he says, Kalla, never. They have not caught us. Inna ma'iya Rabbi sayahdeen. Most certainly my Rabb is with me and he will most certainly guide me. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Nabi Musa alayhi salam tells his people that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is with me. We cannot be destroyed. We cannot be caught because Allah is with me and Allah will guide me to a way out from this problem. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says specific to Nabi Musa alayhi salam, that Musa alayhi salam says, Inna ma'iya Rabbi, my Rabb is with me. And the second thing he tells his people is, Sayahdeen, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will guide me. As previously Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given the instruction to Nabi Musa alayhi salam, that when he comes to the ocean, then he should strike his staff. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him the command, فَأَوْحَيْنَا إِلَى مُوسَىٰ أَنِضْرِبْ بِعَصَاكَ الْبَحْرِ. While he was there, the attendant Yusha ibn Nun, and some say the believer, he began asking Nabi Musa alayhi salam, that is this the place and the direction that your Rabb is commanding you? Nabi Musa alayhi salam immediately told him that yes, this is the place. This is the instruction that my Rabb has given me. So Nabi Musa alayhi salam, then he strikes his staff onto the ocean. فَانْفَلَقَ, the ocean then splits. فَكَانَ كُلُّ فِرْقٍ كَالطَّوْدِ الْعَظِيمِ, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala causes the ocean to create pathways. And every pathway was separated like a huge mountain. The ocean, the waves of the ocean formed like a huge mountain. And it became 12 parts for the 12 different tribes and groups of the Banu Israel. And in this manner, the Banu Israel began to now cross through the ocean to save themselves from the attack of Fir'aun and his army behind them. The Mufassirun explained that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this condition made it so comfortable for the Banu Israel that one would now become afraid that if I am passing, what has happened to my tribe or my family from the other group because of the ocean becoming like a huge mountain, they would not be able to see their family on the other side. The Mufassirun explained that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala caused windows to appear, niches to appear in between so that they could easily see each other and converse with each other as they were crossing through the ocean. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَأَزْلَفْنَا ثَمَّ الْآخَرِينَ, and we then brought close there others. That now seeing that the ocean was open, Fir'aun and his army, they went ahead and they began to now enter into the ocean, into these pathways, thinking that there's also going to be safety and a pathway for them. وَأَنْجَيْنَا مُوسَى وَمَنْ مَعَهُ أَجْمَعِينَ, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, we saved Nabi Musa alayhi salam and those believers who were with him, all of them were saved. ثُمَّ أَغْرَقْنَا الْآخَرِينَ, and then we destroyed and we drowned the others. Every one of the army of Fir'aun, including him, all of them were drowned. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala destroyed all of them. So they went into this ocean, the same ocean that became a cause of salvation to Nabi Musa alayhi salam and his people, became the means of destruction for Firaun and his people. When the Banu Israel was saved and reached the other side safely, some of the Banu Israel began to doubt that perhaps Firaun has not been drowned. And this was because of what a great tyrant and oppressor Firaun was, that some people thought it was impossible that he could have been destroyed. Therefore Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in order to make apparent that Firaun had been destroyed, in the verse of Surah Yunus, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that we preserved Firaun and his body was thrown out of the ocean to make him a sign for those to come. In Surah Yunus, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives more detail regarding when Firaun was about to be drowned and destroyed. At that time, he tried to proclaim the words of Iman and accept Islam and believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But at that moment, repentance at that moment and belief at that moment was not accepted. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Al-an waqad asayta qablu wa kunta minal mufsidin. That now do you want to believe at this point, at this juncture, whereas you had disobeyed every command before this, and you were from those who caused corruption on the earth. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sealed their hearts because of the curse of Nabi Musa alayhi salam, and they failed to realize that now they were going after the Banu Israel and Musa alayhi salam towards their destruction. In one hadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that when a believer commits any sin, then a black dot appears on his heart. When he repents and he seeks forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wipes away that sin from his heart. The effect of that sin is then removed from his heart, and his heart is then cleansed from that sin. But if that believer does not repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for that sin, and he goes on disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala repeatedly, then that heart becomes darkened. And it comes to such a point where the heart becomes sealed. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, كَلَّا بَلْ رَانَ عَلَىٰ قُلُوبِهِمْ مَا كَانُوا يَكْسِبُونَ. That on account of their actions and their deeds, their hearts become sealed. Their hearts become totally darkened, and then fails to accept any advice, any admonition to turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So it is in these verses Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Inna fi dhalika la ayah. In these verses are a great sign that a person should never become bold and brazen in disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When a person commits any sin, then immediately he should turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and seek forgiveness. Or else, if he persists, then his heart then becomes hardened to an extent that it no longer can accept any advice and any admonition. And then it becomes a very dangerous condition. It takes him to the brink, and it becomes very easy for him to fall into further wrongs and vice. And Allah forbid, he can even reach the point of kufr. So a believer should turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sincerely. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَإِنَّ رَبَّكَ لَهُوَ الْعَزِيزُ الرَّحِيمُ. Most certainly your Rabb is most powerful in taking revenge and in punishing those who disobey him and those who are arrogant and proud. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is also very merciful towards the believers, those who turn to him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is merciful towards them. So this verse shows us that a person should never be brazen. He should never be proud and arrogant. And he should turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the ability to always turn in repentance to him. وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين.